This is ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports. From State Street and the First Mid Studio, this is Carmen and Yurko. WMVP Chicago. It's Carmen and Yurko. Follow us on the gram at Carmen and Yurko and at ESPN underscore Chicago. This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
I like that. Fit with the song. Thank you to our guests today. We talked to Kyle Brandt from the NFL Network, Good Morning Football, and Mark Lazarus on the Blackhawks. A little dust up between Keith and Taves this morning. Q back tonight. Another big game for the Hawks. They're all big when you're chasing 3 points at this point in the standings.
Thought you guys would be representing.
They're all big.
Look at Waddle's got his Hawks.
I'm the only guy here. Listen.
Thanks to Randy Merkin and Chris Black. What do you got?
Those things
look like you put your fingers in them.
Hello. 11 great years.
Doesn't it look like he stuck his finger in there?
Oh, my gosh.
We're live on the gram right now.
That's a thumbprint. Live on the gram, we've got
we got some stuff.
Hey, Johnny, put a cupcake in your mouth.
Let me tell you how this is going to work.
Where are we broadcasting live on the on which account? ESPN underscore Chicago. You need to follow that.
Yes.
Because that's where all the big announcements are going to be in 2020.
We're in the First Midwest Bank studio, too, by the way, on State Street here. No, I'm not.
And then he's going to eat a cupcake.
I'm not an animal. Hey, Tommy. I don't know what that is. That's not a funny guy, you.
All the big announcements.
Oh, come on.
Come on. That was all lame.
All the great stories and live streams. At ESPN underscore Chicago.
Why don't you guys feed each other?
That's a little weird.
Cross your arms.
Why don't I punch you in the face?
What? No, I don't want you to punch me in my face.
All right.
Why?
I feel like all this attention now.
Settle down.
Yeah, settle down.
I'm not here. I don't want Jack with you guys today.
I feel like we got to come clean. I feel like we got to come clean on something here.
Why? What happened?
It's not their anniversary.
Our anniversary was 2 days ago.
I went back and looked at it.
I went back and looked at the kids.
Okay.
It was 2 days ago.
Carm, I've been married 29 years. Yeah, it's like if I'm sometime early in June, we're
in the ballpark, right? Yeah. Like it's close enough, right? You know, we weren't here on Sunday, so we're celebrating.
You know, every time your wife and you go away, you need to tell the front desk that it's your anniversary. They don't card you for that, and you get special stuff with it.
What do you mean when you go away?
When you go on vacation,
they
always say to your. They always say, "You guys celebrating anything special?"
Like when you're staying in a hotel somewhere,
right?
Okay.
And you say, "A matter of fact, it's our anniversary." And they're going to throw you something.
Sylvie game.
Yeah, like orders for your vibrating
they don't have your anniversary on your ID.
That's true.
Hey, how the hell do they know?
You get a free bottle of champagne. Or
also,
if they do find out. And I said, "Oh no, not my anniversary! The anniversary of my vasectomy."
Right?
Yeah.
Yes. How would they ever find out?
I celebrate Sylvie's
right. Yes.
Next thing you know,
it's this guy. I tell you,
you got an organ grinder and a monkey that's knocking on your door.
You can learn
every vacation, Carm. Every vacation, Carm.
Brilliant.
We have 5 anniversaries in a year.
That is fantastic.
Free bottle of champagne. Are you kidding me?
I'm doing that next time.
Oh, you got it's a good tip to you.
It's good champagne.
Hey, look,
free.
Yeah.
If it's free, it's for me.
Right. It's free champagne. You know. Q's back tonight. Waddle supporting.
Yes,
I'm proud of you. You're the only one.
Hey, by the way, he's got those Panthers playing good hockey.
Yeah, they are. They've won five in a row.
They were not a playoff team last year.
They were not. No.
Something's got to get Waddle. You got two teams on win streaks.
Yeah, that's right. Is it Phil and Q 1 and 2 all time?
On the Mount Rushmore?
Yes.
In that order. I think Yurko, I think you got to put Papa Bear on
I was
there.
Just going to say.
That's George Washington.
He's
horse. He founded.
He says he's crazy.
The NFL. He founded.
How many championships did he win, too?
He won championships. He hired
six or
Ditka.
Seven. Yeah, he hired Ditka.
I mean, for crying out loud.
I think six or seven.
He's number one.
Listen,
if you're 25 years old, you're saying, what's a Papa Bear?
Well, that's not true.
He's on your jersey.
What's a Papa Bear?
The initials.
And they look at that and they're like, who is that?
His birthday's coming up.
James on Twitter pointed out, he's got a trophy named after.
Yeah.
I mean, like, one of the trophies is named after George Halas.
You don't forget about Lombardi wearing your Packer gear, do you?
Johnny.
You remember Holmgren and McCarthy.
You don't remember.
Excuse me?
There's nothing you remember about Mike McCarthy.
No,
please.
I know. I mean, they're trying to erase him from the books him winning a Super Bowl.
Right. You took him to the playoffs almost every year. But
Aaron Rodgers was talking about how much fun it was this year.
That's one of those coaches, by the way, that'll be more appreciated like 10, 20 years from now when they take a look at his full body of work.
He went to the playoffs 8 years, didn't he?
I think it's great, I want to say.
A lot of years. They're the one that they really kind of chaps them. Yeah.
The 15-1 season.
When they lost to the Giants, that one hurt him. That one stunk.
In the cold? Was that to Eli?
Eli.
Yeah.
15-1. They had the bye. They came out. They were kind of flat. They lost to Eli and the Giants.
Yep.
And the Giants won the Super Bowl.
How do you guys feel? We talked about this yesterday. How do you guys feel about Rodgers? He's 36. He's not the player he once was, but are you on this
you
bus?
Guys
that,
were, was it you guys that was at?
We talked about,
you,
it,
talked about
it yesterday.
Question, would you rather have Brady at this
point? No, that was...
Was that Cap?
Boyle and Cap were yelling at each other about that.
I'm taking Rodgers.
I would, too, without a doubt.
Me too, yeah.
Yeah, without question.
What's the question?
Would you take Brady or Rodgers right now?
Rodgers.
Yeah, easily.
I'm also one that believes they can still win the whole thing with him if they support him a little bit more on the edges. And I don't think his ship has sailed.
I don't think either one of them, their ship has sailed.
No.
I would trust in him a little bit more. Just
you know what's
happened?
Younger. You what's see happened? Watson, you see Mahomes, you see Lamar Jackson, you see a young guard that has taken the attention. Yeah. And I think that you still forget that there's some older guys out there that can still throw the pill around a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, I wouldn't be running Aaron Rodgers out of town if I was a Packer fan.
Not yet. There's still some productive years there, so I wouldn't be running him out anytime soon. I've got to acknowledge the fact that on the TV screens here in the first Midwest Bank,
Frank Lampard?
Midwest Bank Studios. Right there on there, Frank Lampard from Chelsea. There's a London Derby today. In the EPL.
That means two teams from London are playing.
Chelsea against Arsenal. And what is a very nice.
Is that like a crosstown classic? Is that Cubs and Sox?
100% correct.
Let's get it on.
Yes. And this one's from Stamford Bridge, I believe. Yes, of course you do. Who doesn't? Frank Lampard scored a lot of goals. So I got to call my sons to make sure they record this for Pappy at home.
Because
I'm
going to
be driving.
You're going to wager on it?
I don't think. I think draw is what you should wager on if you're going to draw here.
Okay.
There have been some changes, though. They've got Willian and Kovacic up today.
You're DVRing.
DVRing, yes.
You're DVRing like just random.
This is not a random soccer game.
This is Cubs and
Sox. It's a derby.
Yeah.
This is a London derby, not a North London derby.
It's not a derby. It's a derby. Right?
Derby.
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 And this sport's taken over the world.
Well, that's already...
It's more popular than tennis, isn't it?
Of course.
It's more popular.
I was watching Australian Open when I went to bed last night. I woke up this morning. Not intentionally.
Is it because the wife made you watch?
It's always on.
Did you have to pretend you were interested?
No.
Honey, what's the score?
It's on. It's
our favorite game. Yeah. You need to determine late at night the noises coming from Waddle's room. Yeah, is it the Australian Open or is it a little extracurricular activity?
Tommy goes,
this time of year, it's the Australian Open.
Yeah. Tommy goes to Cara.
This was last time we recorded this. Was this Cara and Waddle with no television on, or is this the Australian Open?
What is the other sound then? Outside of the moaning, what's the other sound? What's going on there?
I know, but it only lasts 4 seconds.
Maybe
this sounds like a rally. Johnny, you wouldn't know rally this
long.
That
sounds like a rally. All I know is
maybe
Tommy goes to Cara a whip.
I don't know. There will be some applause at the end as well, buddy.
I don't know from who, but Tommy goes to Cara. What's
the
you know
crowd?
What my favorite
what do you
tennis
mean?
Star
from
is?
The crowd.
And he goes to her love.
Shut up.
Very funny.
0-0 love. Hey, Deuce. Deuce.
Oh, who doesn't like Deuce?
Not what we were
Deuce
talking
McAllister.
About a minute ago.
Who's your favorite Deuce?
Bigelow.
Deuce Bigelow. Last night I was going to start the series that you guys said to watch. What's it called? The Outsider.
Yeah.
And then you know what I got? So the Bulls were on pretty early. The game was over. I watched some of the Celtics and Lakers. That game was boring.
Did you see, though, LeBron got dunked on?
Yes. And I saw
they called the technical.
And I saw that Kemba Walker, for the first time in like 29 tries or 28 tries, finally won a game against LeBron. That's a weird stat.
Wow.
That
is weird.
He was like 0-28 against LeBron.
Well, he was playing for the Bobcat Hornets for so crazy. Long.
But instead, I was going to start. And the minute you make the mistake where you're like, oh, let me just see what's on. Pulp Fiction was just starting, and I got sucked
in.
You see that? Something you've already seen a bunch of times?
One of my all-time favorite movies.
Okay. Doesn't matter.
Sucks you in, I've seen it 100 times, and it's one of my favorites. I was like, now I'm starting Pulp Fiction.
Who won your web poll question yesterday?
It was
Brad Pitt.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, Rob Lowe didn't get enough love. People are crazy.
Well, I'm just telling you that it's...
it was close. Brad Pitt, 41.9%. Jimmy G, 39.2%.
Well, he's getting the youthful vote. He's getting the youthful vote.
He is handsome.
He is a handsome lad.
Good-looking kid.
We didn't even put, Bradley Cooper on here, you know.
He's handsome, too.
Forget about it. Ruggedly.
And he can sing. He does it all. It's crazy.
Can you give us a little bit of that song from the movie
Tell
last
me
year?
Something, girl. I can't sing.
It looks pretty good. Like it.
Are you tired of this modern world?
He's got fake hair, doesn't he?
No.
Oh, I think
Get
so.
Out of
fake
here.
Hair? Yeah. You're crazy.
Like, okay.
Will you and let the man okay. finish his song?
I don't know all the words. That's all
phenomenal.
I know.
It was phenomenal.
That's the only
well, no,
part.
No, it's a duet. I'm talking about
falling.
Fake hair.
When I'm myself, and now I'm turning into Eddie Vedder.
That's pretty good.
That's speak. Speak. Yeah, I'm doing my Yellow Lead better all of a sudden.
That's got a little Sam Elliott in there too.
That movie
Sam
is good.
Elliott is the best.
Yeah,
he I was like the brother.
Movie. I love.
Yeah,
Sam
I like that. Was
the movie
Oscar.
Was good?
It
yeah,
was
good.
Yeah. A few times.
I know they've made like four of those, but maybe every 20 years they'll make another version.
I like the Kris Kristofferson, Barbara Streisand version as well.
That's the old one, yeah.
Yeah.
But it was good. They did a nice
job.
Yeah,
you gotta watch tonight.
The Outsider?
The Outsider.
Okay.
The Outsider. I think Waddle and I are on the same page. One of our most underrated actors is Jason Bateman.
I agree with you 100%. I love him.
I love him too.
He can make you laugh.
He's great.
He can... I mean, he the role he plays in Ozark is fantastic as well.
I watched your Curb, too, by the
awesome,
way.
Awesome, right? Yeah. What'd I tell you?
Yeah, it was funny.
It's great.
Fantastic. I mean, they came out guns a-blazing. It was fabulous.
When was the last time there was... How long have they been off?
A couple years.
A couple years?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's what they do.
Jeff.
They think Garland looks like Weinstein.
Yeah.
That's classic.
Yeah.
That was. And he does with that rugged little beard look. Yeah. He does 100%. I wouldn't.
Next
even
time he's in studio, we got bust his chops.
I wouldn't put 2 and 6 together and get 12 on that one. But you know, you look at him and it's like, yeah. And they look at him with disgust between the MAGA,
it's
between
awesome.
The MAGA.
I mean, it's a hilarious concept.
Yeah, last scene was the best scene. I thought he had the bathrobe on, the hat on, and then Jeff was sitting on the couch.
You knew that was coming too.
Yeah. Fabulous. And I love that Leon is still on that show.
He's great.
It's so great.
And they live together.
And they live together. It's brilliant. All right, boys.
And
what's
Cheryl
coming up?
Came back.
Yes, she did.
Good for him.
Yes. What's coming up on the show?
So we got a lot today. I could make some people angry with a Patrick Mahomes question. I got a Patrick Mahomes question.
We're here to incite.
We're here to make people unhappy.
Yes.
Well, I mean,
you're home for unhappiness.
You know, there's a portion of the Bears fan base that if you even mention Mahomes,
right, they go nuts.
That it's get over it. Like, and it could have nothing to do with the Bears, but this one does have to do with the Bears in Chicago.
Of course it does.
And then Q's coming back.
Q's back.
We have today Pat Boyle to talk about the Red Hot Hawks against the Red Hot Panthers.
All right.
And Q being back and where he ranks. We have the Hall of Fame vote.
Yes.
We have cheating to discuss.
A
lot of stuff.
Cheating.
Dan Plesak to discuss about all that.
Who's cheating on
the
who?
The Astros.
Oh, okay.
They keep cheating.
Big Cat, you got to see a tweet that somebody sent him. The skills competition at the Pro Bowl last year. I'll show it to you. It will have you dying.
Is it Mitch throwing his? Yeah, come on. I don't need that. Let's stop.
Look at Mitch throwing through the tire.
No. It's
something else.
Yeah.
We've got Would You Rather today. We're looking for your entries. WS Would You Rather.
Levitra commercial.
All right, boys.
So it's a lot of fun, Carm. That's what you're going to get.
All right.
Yeah, have a great one, guys.
We'll see everybody
good
tomorrow.
Good to see you.
Thanks,
on
Johnny.
Hope Day. Have a great night.
Happy anniversary, guys.
Thanks. Waddle and Sylvie are next.
It's Waddle and Sylvie.
Hi.
Follow us on the gram at Waddle and Sylvie and at ESPN _Chicago. This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
So let's talk some football here to start. We'll get into the Blackhawks coming up in a little bit with Q returning. There's a lot going on today. Hall of Fame votes and who will get in. But this is... I was just talking to my wife about this yesterday. And I was thinking about when it crosses over the popularity of a guy like Patrick Mahomes... My mom on Sunday was texting me saying, this guy's unbelievable.
No, you're right. He has transcended just the football crowd. Like, even the casual viewer gets sucked in, and you'll hear people like, even my youngest daughter, who doesn't watch a lot of football, was watching on Sunday, and you could hear her in the other room just saying, oh, my God. I mean, he creates a ton of oh my God moments for the casual fan.
And I was thinking about this too when I was thinking about Q, because where does Q rank in this city? We're always talking about popularity too. You know, like popularity in this city. I was asking the guys before the show, and I was asking my wife this, and I think you'll be, she knows sports, but I think you'll be surprised with the way she answered this question. I asked this, and this is always the debate, if the Bears would have taken Mahomes. Let's say they did. Let's say Ryan Pace took Mahomes. Let's say, for the sake of this argument, that we're not talking about a different Mahomes. Let's say Mahomes came here and did exactly what he did with Kansas City. He sat the first year. In his second year, he won the MVP with 50 touchdowns. And his third year, he, you know, with personal numbers, took a step back, was still great. But now we're sitting here waiting for the Bears to be in the Super Bowl in his third year. So sat out, MVP, an AFC championship game, lost. So we'll go to the NFC for that. So he got to the championship game his first year starting with an MVP. And his next year, he got to a Super Bowl and could win it. My question is, and I asked this to my wife, would Patrick Mahomes right now in the city of Chicago be the most popular athlete we've ever had next to Michael Jordan? Like, not Michael Jordan, because Michael Jordan's the greatest athlete ever. With the quarterback being the most important position, with the Chicago Bears being the focal point of the sports in this town, they're the number one team. I'm talking about already more popular than Derrick Rose was at his height, more popular than Scottie Pippen, more popular than the fridge, well, more popular than Walter Payton. You know, that was different. Remember, Walter Payton many years lost and was great, was awesome, sweetness. Oh, forever be, you know, there. But we're talking about a town that has never had a quarterback, a real quarterback. And think about the way the truthers fight over Trubisky. Think about the way they like to defend Trubisky with nothing to defend him for. But yet they make stuff up that they're like, I'm going to fight for him. Think about the arguments that the pro Cutler people fought for Mitch. Think about if we had a guy in this town where it would be near unanimous, Waddle. When is it ever unanimous in this town?
Never.
Where it wouldn't be Cubs versus Sox. It wouldn't be Bulls versus Blackhawks. It would be the one team in this town that we're all united upon, where you would get a guy who would be an instant star, who had everything, who put up the numbers as a personal season, who would guide the team to wins, getting them to the NFC Championship game in his first year starting and losing, and then be sitting here on the brink of winning the first Super Bowl since 1985. Would we be having the most popular athlete currently ever in this town this side of Michael Jordan?
How'd your wife answer?
She said no.
I would tend to believe or side with your wife because of the immediacy of the situation. Like, if he did this for a period of 5 to 7 years, then I probably would go there. But there's still, as much as he's fantastic and he looks great, there's still, I'll ask you the other way. If for whatever reason the career ended after this year, how would his popularity then be?
Well, that's different, and that's like Derrick Rose. You could take, well, Derrick Rose not as popular now. I'm talking about the height of everything. I'm talking about, remember how you felt about Rose in his MVP year.
Right.
When he guided the Bulls to the Eastern Conference Finals. Remember how Kane and Taves are. Remember Walter Payton, when that was all we had in this town. Before Michael, that was the guy. And I think he would be. Derrick Rose was still on a Bulls platform that never got the team to the NBA Finals. And he's still Rookie of the Year, second-year All-Star, third-year MVP. This guy, Mahomes won an MVP in his second year. This is the Chicago Bears. This is the Bulls have had Michael, you know? So even though we had Derrick, like, we have seen, like, I don't think until we get that quarterback, I don't know if we really, truly ever know just how popular that guy's going to be if we ever get him a Mahomes.
So you
in
mean
this
at
town.
The height of his popularity?
Yes.
It's hard for me because I didn't get here till 89. So I wasn't here for the height of how everyone who lived here felt about Walter Payton or how people in this town felt about.
But you played for the organization and Walter was around he was revered.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. But, I mean, the game is different. There's so many different platforms exposing the game to kids and kids see it more and there's more hype about it because of social media. I mean, listen, don't get me wrong. Kid is brilliant. And my expectation is he's on the arc of a Hall of Fame career. But in terms of, I don't know. I don't know that. I mean,
Mellor, do you know? What's your opinion on this?
I'm thinking about it in the way I'm just kind of like trying to parse it in my head as to, like, in some ways, I guess I'll have to ask you because I was a little young for Payton. What in some ways is Walter Payton's peak popularity? It's almost like he still is as popular as he's ever been.
Right.
Because when the Bears were winning the Super Bowl, when you would have thought would have been peak Payton, there were so many other beloved Bears on that team.
Right.
That I don't think that
he was a little older then.
Exactly.
Too.
And so he wasn't at the height of his career. So I don't think that was the peak popularity during his playing days. It was probably when he was setting the record, becoming the all-time leading rusher for the Bears, right?
Think about it as well. What's attached to popularity is jersey sales and recognition on the grand stage. It's just such a different environment now with social media kids and all kinds of stuff that, boy, I'd have a hard time believing that if you are making an apples-to-apples comparison, and your comment about this town not having the quarterback, the brilliant quarterback is the thing that resonates most with me. But I find it hard to believe that if you were making an apples-to-apples comparison and you were using, like, the value of a dollar today versus the value of your dollar, in the 60s, if you use that kind of parallel, I find it hard to believe that Walter wasn't equally popular.
I don't think that it's close at all. I think Jordan's on his own level. Like, you're not going to reach Jordan popularity because of the brand and all that kind of stuff. You're never going to reach Jordan popularity. But real close would be Patrick Mahomes in Chicago. I'm looking at jersey sales. Patrick Mahomes is now number one in NFL merchandise sale. That's strictly merchandise.
And that's in Kansas City.
If you go by jersey sales, look at the top. Number one is Lamar Jackson. Number two is still Tom Brady. And number three is Patrick Mahomes. Khalil Mack is number 20 on this list. And he got here, last year. And people have had all this time to buy his jersey. Tom Brady, how long has Tom Brady been a Patriot? How long have people been able to buy Tom Brady jerseys?
Yeah,
they're still buying Tom Brady jerseys. Could you imagine what sales would be like for a quarterback in the third largest market in the country?
Yeah, but jersey sales is a newer phenomenon.
Like, he's getting Allstate commercials in Kansas City. He's right. On a national platform with Aaron Rodgers.
It's a different environment now. I mean, like,
Michael revolutionized how an athlete was marketed. So Walter was before Michael.
Correct.
So guys weren't marketed. Like, he was a kangaroo guy.
Right.
Ruse, remember? I mean, like, it's
I'm
popular.
I'm sure he did a lot of other things, too.
I'm a kangaroo guy.
Sure, he did. And look, don't get me wrong. I'm just saying that I don't even know what it would be like. I can imagine it. And this isn't would he be. This isn't a pace sucks thing. I was just imagining in my own fantasy world
how big he'd be,
because never in my lifetime have we ever had a quarterback that we didn't argue about. Do you know what I mean? We've argued Grossman or Orton. We argued about Cutler. Is it bad body language or not? We're arguing about Trubisky. Even McMahon created a rift within the locker room with the way he got hurt and then the way he didn't welcome Doug Flutie, with Hamp and him and stuff that went down. We've never been united by a quarterback where we can turn on the television and he is by far unanimously supported by our fan base. Do you know what I'm saying and how big that would be?
You're saying Payton. I'm thinking, to me, it feels like...
Could be a baseball player?
No, I was going to say, I feel like Derrick Rose, after he won the MVP...
Because he was from here, too?
Exactly. And during the Eastern Conference Finals,
It was David versus Goliath.
And they were up one game to none. I feel like that was peak... Derrick Rose could do no wrong.
It's a good point.
And
I know.
So I'm trying to think back as to like if anybody was ever as popular as Derrick Rose at that moment.
Yeah. 312-332-3776. This isn't meant to be a hater conversation. I was thinking about this when we're talking about Q returning today, you know, and to rank the popularity. It is the only thing I have not had as a Chicago sports fan at the age of 48. We've been blessed to see everything. We saw the greatest athlete of all time. We have seen one of the greatest football players of all time. We have seen one of the greatest football teams of all time. We saw a coach that was bigger than life. We have seen both of our teams win the World Series in our lifetime. We've seen three cups by the Blackhawks. But what we've never been gifted is a quarterback that unites this town and that is unanimously loved by every fan. And if Mahomes was here, the Mahomes mania that it would be double what it is already nationally. If he was a Bear, if he was on the charter franchise, if he would be the first Chicago Bear in the modern era to ever be the MVP, to be a Super Bowl because of Guy. So I was just wondering, would he be the most popular athlete this town's ever seen next to Michael? 332-3776. We'll react to that and a lot more fun stuff coming up next.
Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000.
Follow at Waddle and Sylvie and at TWaddle87 on Twitter.
Fantasy conversation. People continue to tweet me and they say, people assume that Mahomes would be as good as he is here. That's not the conversation. This isn't the old conversation about would Mahomes be as good? Why didn't Pace draft Mahomes? Why didn't Pace draft Watson? That's not that. This is appreciating a national player who's about to go into the Super Bowl, what, the age of 23 or 24? And is one of the best players in the NFL already, as Meller was bringing up yesterday. We could be heading into a decade of dominance by this guy. Or maybe he doesn't win as many as we think he's going to win. But it was just, it's me again fantasizing about if we could ever get that guy. I won't rest. And this stuff, it won't be put to bed until we have one of our own. Until we have a guy who the Bears win football games because of, he's a top five quarterback. We've had everything. We've had Frank Thomas and Chris Bryant and Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen and Patrick Kane and Jonathan Taves. Every team, we've never had one of the best players in the NFL at quarterback, despite all these other teams having it. Despite the Bears having the longest history in the National Football League. You got to go back to the 40s.
I tried to write this down. I'm trying to be a wordsmith. I think a lot of people are also dealing with Pace Traumatic Mitch Syndrome. So,
give me that again.
Pace Traumatic Mitch Syndrome, as great as Mahomes is, you look at him, he's even greater because you could have had him and you don't have him. So I think
I don't know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You're saying that we're elevating him?
No, I think that the lust for him is enhanced or magnified even beyond you want him because he's a great quarterback, but because you could have had him and you didn't have him. It's called Pace Traumatic Mitch Syndrome.
Okay. PTMS?
Yes. So
PTMS.
I think that is also enhancing the situation. I think your wife responded to you and said, saying is it, and I'm with Allie on this front about.
Can I read you what she said? She said, you're not explaining my take at all. I said he hasn't won any championships. He hasn't won anything yet. Well, Walter Payton didn't win until the end, and he was still popular. I would kindly explain to my wife, the popularity isn't measured in championships. Derrick Rose didn't win a championship. Now, he had the bonus of being from here. Michael, before he won in 91, was hugely popular. The championships doesn't, this is a popularity contest.
But what if, for whatever reason, in a Bears uniform going forward, Patrick Mahomes leveled off and wasn't the same guy? Then when you give it like 10 years perspective, you'd look back and maybe you would feel differently about it. So the extent of how well you played for the length of time, I think, would factor in. And again, we're in an environment now where you see highlights like this. You got Twitter, you got Facebook, you got, you know, Instagram, everything. I mean, were jerseys even purchased
Not like they are today, but yes. I mean, I had a Peyton jersey as a kid. Yeah.
I mean, it's just, it's a different animal now. In the NFL, they've done a lot of bad things. One of the things that they've done better than anybody is market their game and their guys.
Marketing kids' jerseys for adults to wear.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes. Of course.
It's not just that he's great. It's the fashion in which he does everything is fun and exciting. It's undeniable that you never know if he's going to have that 27-yard touchdown run that he had, or if he's just going to flick the wrist to Sammy Watkins 60 yards downfield and cap off the game that way. Everything he does makes it look so easy, and watching him do it that way, I'll tell you, my son who's 9 years old and all his friends, they're all Bears fans, but they're all Chiefs fans second because of Patrick Mahomes.
Absolutely.
And that's just the way it is. You can look to every kid out there and see who they're rooting for, and I think that kind of is a good litmus test for who's the popular players.
Jake's in Lake Geneva. Jake, you're on ESPN 1000.
Yeah, it's like, well, I mean, you're fantasizing about something that we'd like to see happen, and I'd like to fantasize on, well, who's responsible for making it happen? And the last time that we had that opportunity, how come that went down the toilet?
Because he deemed Mitch as the highest upside guy.
Yeah, but I think that's a different conversation. That's a mutually exclusive conversation.
Right, we've had that many times.
I mean, I think you started this conversation by suggesting that this wasn't a hater conversation. It isn't an either or, just based on, you know, the popularity of Mahomes. That's why, you know, I made the same mistake bringing the post-traumatic Mitch syndrome into the conversation, but I get it. This is just about being a fan of him and not that we made the wrong decision.
Right. I mean, Coach Q, you know, when we talk about him in popularity, like different things make guys popular. You don't have to be the most, like I would think, I'm going to tell you this about Q. I believe there is a stronger connection between Chicago and Coach Quenneville, and it's not the time thing, because obviously it's fresh in time. But I believe there is very, very little connection between Phil Jackson and Chicago anymore. Very, very little. That when we talk about amongst the most popular characters and coaches and players to go through this town, that there is very little connection to Phil Jackson.
Wait, won titles with somebody else. When was his last year here? 98?
The same with Scotty, Michael, and Rodman, and Phil. They were all the same. They let them all go at the end of the 98 championship when there was that work stoppage. So, like I'm saying, the popularity is a subjective thing. Popularity isn't measured in championships. Popularity isn't measured in wins. Popularity is measured a lot of times in how they relate to the fan base, how much they were embraced by the city. Derrick Rose never won a championship. He had a couple things going for him. One, being from here, it was measured largely, much larger than a guy coming from a different town. Rocky's in Valpo. You're on ESPN 1000. Hey, Rocky.
Hey, gentlemen. How you doing?
We're good.
Well, I need to start out by saying that probably 90% of the time when you guys are on opposite sides of the fence, my thought process seems to go with Mr. Waddle. But on this one, I think Sylvie's got a point. I can only base it on my own observation, and maybe this goes into the syndrome. But this is the first time I really watched Mahomes play a full game. I believe the Titans are in the Super Bowl, if not for Patrick Mahomes. I believe that if we would have had Mahomes last year, we'd have gone to the Super Bowl. The double doink wouldn't have happened because we would have needed 3 points at the end. That in itself would have, I mean, that changes your scenario a little bit. But if we're going to put him on the Bears, I believe that changes things, and that doesn't change my position from before that I think Nagy's not using Mitch right, and that's more of the problem. But still, the stuff that Mahomes does, he overcomes everything, and I really think that that in itself and getting the Bears to the Super Bowl would put him off the charts as far as popularity here.
Well, Rocky, welcome thanks. To the Pat Mahomes party, Rocky. You're late, but we're glad to have you.
That was his first time he's watched Mahomes play a full game.
Yeah. Listen, I mean, you picked a good one. You picked a good one to watch. You should have seen the one the week before, too, when they were down 24-0.
Well, how about the Sunday nighter against the Bears? Yeah. Did he shut that off early?
I guess so. Do we have Stephen A. to play in a minute, Mallor? Because Trey was all over Stephen A. this morning, and Trey's going to be on at 4. I want you to hear that here in a minute. Eddie's on the north side. Eddie, you're on ESPN 1000.
I can almost guarantee 100% Patrick Mahomes doesn't win MVP. He doesn't do anything he does if he got drafted by the Bears. And just take a notion, if Brady or the guy from Houston was on Kansas City this year, would that coach and his team, would they be where they're at right now? And one more point, that caller pointed out, it wasn't because Patrick Mahomes that Houston's not in the championship game or going to the Super Bowl. It was the coach because he didn't have the right call on the 13-yard line with 1 yard to go. If they would have got that first down, they would have got another touchdown. They wouldn't have did fake punt, and they would be, I don't know, in the championship game. I don't know about the Super Bowl.
You're talking about the Texans and Bill O'Brien when they elected to kick the field goal instead of go
absolutely.
For it?
Absolutely.
And then the fake punt.
Yeah, that changed the whole game.
Right.
You know?
Well, yeah. I mean, Bill O'Brien screwed that game up a couple weeks ago.
I mean, but again, the premise was to suspend reality.
That's all it is.
And just suggest that if you're asking me to envision Patrick Mahomes throwing for 50 touchdowns and 5,000 yards, something that had never been done in the same year, right? Or did Manning do 5,000 and 50? I know he had a year where he threw for 50 touchdowns. I don't think he threw for 5,000. Okay, so it's the first time it had ever been done, and then you go to the Super Bowl in your third year. This is you're asking everyone to suspend reality the same exact thing happened in a Bears uniform as is happening in a Kansas City uniform.
Would he already be the second most popular athlete to ever have played here in Chicago at this moment? I'm not saying to project what happens in 5 years. Maybe he doesn't live up to it. Maybe he gets hurt. It's sort of like how I'm saying Derrick Rose, like Mallor said. Derrick Rose with a 1-0 lead against Miami in the 2011 spring when he was the MVP and it was David versus Goliath, the big three against the little kid from Chicago who had the Bulls up one game against the hated big three. Like that is the height of Derrick Rose's popularity.
It was pretty popular.
But again, like you said, that would have been a quarterback year like we've never seen in the history. And this is a town that's never seen a quarterback that was even great. Like that's why I brought this up. All right. Speaking of the Bulls, number 18 of the all-time greatest Bulls of all time. I'm going to unveil that next. And also Stephen A. says weird stuff about Pat Mahomes. It's coming up next.
And now it's time for the Waddle and Sylvie Countdown of the 20 Greatest Bulls of All Time.
Shot blocked by Butler.
A shot on Elo. Goal! The Bulls win it!
The Bulls have won 70.
Derrick Rose.
Oh! A spectacular one by Michael Jordan.
Bam!
Kaboom!
Yes! Big time on you.
Oh!
The Bulls do what no team's done before.
Presented by Great Clips. Our countdown continues. Number 18.
Excuse me, I'm expecting a call. Costanza?
Yes, I just got a call. I yell, Cartwright! Cartwright! Just like that. Nobody came up, I hang up.
Was it for Costanza or?
Yes, that's it. Nobody answered.
She called. He yelled Cartwright. I missed her.
Who's Cartwright?
I'm Cartwright.
You're not Cartwright.
Of course I'm not Cartwright!
Action for three. In and out. Rebound and a foul on Cartwright. He hit Isaiah in the eye, and Isaiah wants a piece of Cartwright, but Lame Bear plays peacemaker.
But he's cut. That's why.
Yeah, he got him a good one. Isaiah is really upset.
That's right, Bill Cartwright, number 18 on my top 20 list of all-time Bulls. He had the sharpest elbows in the NBA, Waddle.
Cartwright! Did he open up Isaiah's eye? Was that Cartwright?
He opened up some of his own players' eyes, too. Jordan used to get ticked at him, but he was a vital part to the three championships. The Bulls didn't have a post player, really, before him. And Jerry Krause made it a point to trade a very young and productive player in Charles Oakley to the Knicks. so that way they could get Bill Cartwright, who was, in his day when he was younger, a 20-point-per-game guy out of the University of San Francisco. And the Bulls often would establish the inside game early. Like, Bill Cartwright would score, like, 8 out of the first 12 points in a game. They used to go to him in the post all the time to keep the teams honest. And he won 3 championships as a Bull and was a big-time leader with the Bulls as well. So, Tom Boerwinkle, number 20.
Nice.
Charles Oakley, 19.
The oak tree.
Bill Cartwright comes in at number 18 today. This happens every Tuesday and Thursday. It's presented by your guys, our guys, at Great Clips. Great Clips salon quality hair care at down-to-earth prices. Go to greatclips.com to find one of their over 150 Chicagoland options. Download the online check-in app to avoid the wait. Great Clips.
It's going to be great.
Yes. They also collect the pop can tabs. We'll make sure you bring those into Great Clips, and they donate them to the Ronald McDonald House Charities. Right now, caller 20 will get you a $50 gift card to Great Clips just for being caller 20. And also, if you're caller 20, you'll qualify for your chance to win a pair of Bulls tickets. It's a great promotion. We're counting down. Do you have any idea who the number one all-time Bull going to be?
Patrick Mahomes.
Benny.
Benny the Bull.
Double.
Very good. Double.
Patrick Mahomes. He transcends sports.
Do you want to hear what Stephen A. said? I heard Trey was going off on him today. Did you hear this earlier today?
I did not hear this. I heard Stephen A. talking about Mahomes and all of the wonderful weapons around him on Monday.
So this was Stephen A. talking about Alex Smith. And would the Kansas City Chiefs be in the Super Bowl if Alex Smith was still their quarterback?
I am not questioning whether or not Patrick Mahomes is great. I understand the brother is great. Just answer this for me. Tell me a time in the modern era where you've seen one team have these weapons on offense together. I'm talking about together.
Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, last year with the Rams. When they had Robert Woods and Sammy Watkins.
The Steelers had Roethlisberger with Antonio Brown.
2 years ago with the Eagles.
The greatest show on turf.
Excuse me. I'm looking at a guy like Patrick Mahomes and I'm saying, excuse me, I'm not denying the fact that you are great. The flip side to it is that as great as you look, it has also helped because unlike basketball, you can't just put the ball in the hole. You Patrick Mahomes, you need those brothers to get open. You need them to run the right routes. You need them to be as effective as they've been. And I'm telling you right, these brothers are elite. They're special, and that helps along the way. Now, do I think that Alex Smith, for example, could have done what Patrick Mahomes has done in terms of numbers? Not necessarily so. But do I think that Alex Smith could have gone to the Super Bowl this year with that crew? Yes, I do.
No, I don't.
Yes, I do. I do.
Stephen X,
yes,
stop.
I do. Yes, I do.
They were down 24 to nothing.
And I think Orlovsky hit the point at the end that I would bring up most is that's the reason they moved on from Alex Smith was because he was good, but when they needed a guy to carry the team on his shoulders, for instance, when you're down 24 to nothing, I don't know if Alex Smith would have been able to bring that team back with all those weapons.
No, I mean, your goal is to never get down 24 to nothing, but you're certainly at a better chance coming back from it with a dynamic player like this versus, and I like Alex Smith, but you're not doing the same things that with Alex Smith that you're doing with Patrick Mahomes. And there are a number of teams that I think, and I love the hell out of what the Chiefs bring to the table. I go back because I'm so old. The first thing when I saw this, and I saw them talking about this on Monday, I believe it was, the first thought I had was the Cowboys during my era had, you know, Alvin Harper, Michael Irvin, Jay Novacek, Emmitt Smith, Kelvin Martin, Moose Johnston. I mean, that was the first thing that came into my mind. And then you had the greatest show on turf.
Right.
I mean, there have been several situations where there have been teams that had at least what the Chiefs had.
Well, and someone brought up the Steelers. That was a good one, too.
Yeah.
The Steelers all these years, whether it's Le'Veon Bell in the backfield or it's A.B. catching passes, and he's always had a compliment, whether it's Juju Smith-Schuster or before that.
Hines Ward,
the really good receiver.
Emmanuel Sanders.
Yeah, I mean, Plaxico Burress back in the day.
Mike
that was
Wallace.
Before A.B. Yeah, I mean, think
Dan
about
Dan Rather.
Morally safer.
No, yeah. But, you know, and the point is, too, the reason they're so indefensible, the Chiefs, that is because of everything. Mahomes stretches the field.
There's no doubt.
Tyreek Hill, his talent isn't on display the way it is if you don't have a quarterback capable of just airing it out, throwing it accurately down the field, and letting him outrun the defensive backs. Alex Smith can't do that.
I'll give you another example. I mean, they are as explosive, if not more explosive, and think about what they've had go wrong at the running back position. You had Kareem Hunt a while ago.
Yeah.
You don't even have him now.
No.
No, I like the kid that's playing now, but he ain't Kareem Hunt back in the, you know, at the height of what he was doing.
The funny part, too, is when people say, well, that coach. The coach hasn't been back to the Super Bowl in 15 years. The coach is the one who's never won the big one.
Right.
So as much as he has been good with offenses and been good with quarterbacks, the coach isn't like some guy who continually goes to the suit. You know what I mean?
I would hope as well when they get there that Andy's this type of guy that would do this, that he lets people know that Eric Bieniemy has been doing a lot of the heavy lifting here. Because, you know, there's this thought out there that Andy's calling all the plays, and then you watch them play, and Andy's patrolling the sideline, and I'm sure he's got input, but it's Eric Bieniemy calling all the plays.
They show it, yes. Lewis Riddick's been pointing that out, too, because Bieniemy was sort of overpassed by saying, well, what are you really doing under Andy Reid?
Now, it's different with Kyle Shanahan and the 49ers. He's in full control of what's going on there. Different situation here.
I am rooting for Andy Reid, though. I would like to see Andy Reid get... You know, it's always a great story. Dean Smith, I remember from a lot of years, people said couldn't win a championship.
I think this is a very likable Super Bowl, where I don't think there's a white hat and a black hat here. I think these are two white hat teams. Like, there's no villain to me the way there is in other sports, and there's not always that way, but I think these are, for me, because I love what the 49ers do offensively, scheme-wise. Their defense flies around. Look, they just beat a Packers team to pieces. And they only threw it 8 times. I mean, I know some people are like, that's boring. To me, that's fun to watch. And then you've got the most electric player in all of the game in Patrick Mahomes. So this is a really likable Super Bowl for me.
Yeah, 312-332-3776. So hockey is back in the forefront here in this town. You have a really hot Blackhawks team that needs wins. They need 2 points in virtually every game they play to get back in the playoff race. They're currently 3 out. And tonight is enhanced now by an old friend returning in Coach Q. Where does he rank? What does tonight mean? We'll discuss that coming up in 2 minutes.
It's Waddle and Sylvie. Follow us on the gram at Waddle and Sylvie. And at ESPN_Chicago. This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
You know, going into it right now, thinking about it, I think it's going to be a fun night. You know, the memories are so great. You know, the moments, the people, you know, the staff, the organization. You know, we got treated like you couldn't ask for a better 10 years of our lives, or our coaching experience, or our families, or the opportunity.